But what I want to know also, yeah, I want to go with a bare minimum because we are spending too much money in so many different ways and we are not getting the businesses that we really want. So we really need the help with what we have existing if it can work.
Okay, let me grab him. Okay, and I'm also letting him know that cost is a main concern for you. Okay, here he comes.
Thank you for holding. Is this Geeta?
Geeta.
Geeta. Hi, Geeta. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Yes. Good. Hold on, please. Just hold on. And you,
okay.
I'm also on listening on, so you can also ask things also here. Honey? Cortato. Yes. So, you know, more heads are better than just one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Especially if it's family owned and operated. I'd like everybody to know
that's
exactly.
True.
Yeah.
That's right. Because I am not really the technical person.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I always joke
but
with my wife.
Happened.
I say, I'm the brain and the brawn.
Yes. But the thing is, we want to get more businesses. We went with Angie.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, yes, we said it has been misleading and whatever.
Uh-huh. And
what he said?
And
yeah.
Also,
no, say hello. Yeah,
hello?
You don't know. You don't.
Yeah. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Do we have to build a website for this?
No, we can develop one for you if you guys really want one. But you actually don't have to have one in order to be on the first page. What we do
That's
is.
Right.
Yeah, we create a Google business profile for you guys and we verify it with Google. So that way it gets that advanced verification checkmark. It makes the customers feel comfortable with you guys and then we bring that up to the first page of the search results. So the Google business profile is what they're actually seeing. It'll have like your name, address, phone number, and a link to your reviews on it. If you're on a mobile device, it'll say like website icon and a little phone they could click on. And if they click on either one of those, it'll either I mean, if you guys don't have a site, it won't navigate you anywhere, or it won't even show. But if they click on the phone number, it'll call you direct. So it's the Google business page that they're actually seeing.
Right, but will we be able to, like, verify this once it's up? Like, we can search it up and see
yeah.
if it actually pops up, right?
Yeah, yeah. Not immediately. It's going to take, put it all up and running because Google asks you guys to send in some photos, and then they also send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It's not an abnormal process. Anybody that's up there now had to go through this process in order to get there. But the postcard has like a little 5-digit number on the back of it, and that's how you get that red dot on the map, kind of like indicating where you are in that top group of people. So it's called a
right,
Google
okay,
PIN
so,
verification letter.
Right. Okay, excuse me, please.
Uh-huh.
What I would like to say, we are with Angie right now. You can go to Angie and check
okay.
and see our advertising and whatever we have there with them. And if
okay,
you can
I got
use
it.
The, you can use it because what happened, you see all these things take time and we really want to do whatever to submit whatever quickly to you all so that we can be on the first because we need some business.
Right. Well, every
and
client that we work with goes through a
yeah,
client
just a
interview.
Minute, please. Yeah,
okay.
Just a minute. What we also need, we mostly need the commercial businesses, especially like the HOA.
Okay. Yeah. It could definitely help you guys land commercial contracts. That's something that we could definitely help with that, you know, Home Advisor by Angie's really wouldn't be able to help with. I know they say they do, but most HOA, or HOAs or commercial opportunities, they're not going to go to Home Advisor. You know, they're commercial businesses, so they're probably just going to search on Google and pick the top recommended person, you know, that's got the reviews going. So we could definitely help you
right.
there. It's crazy
oh, no.
right
yes.
now if you...
So,
oh, sorry.
Yeah, just 1 minute again, please. What,
okay.
Yes. Is there any... can we exit this Google search thing if we want, or?
Yeah, it's a
anytime?
Month-to-month service. Yep. So what'll happen, if you do discontinue, there's no like cancellation fee or penalty, but obviously you'll rotate off the first page of the search results for people who are looking up your services. But the good thing is you'll still have all your reviews. You'll still be Google verified. They'll still be able to look up your company if you were to leave us. Yeah. But obviously missing that first page placement, you know, you're going to see a huge decrease in the amount of calls that you're getting.
Right.
Yes. So,
but it's month to month to answer your question. So everybody that's up there now, they're coming back.
How much will that be for the month?
Yeah, so I sent you two text messages. One of them was a website example, and the other one was a link to the pricing page. If you can click on that, I'll go over it with you.
Oh, okay. So the pricing.
Uh-huh.
That's the first one.
That's the first one. If you scroll down underneath mm-hmm. our Google Partner badge, you'll start to see there's six different packages.
$8.99.
Mm-hmm. There's six different ones. It really just that one's 2 month contract actually. So you only pay 1 month at a time, but that's a 2 month contract. So the $1,099
you're actually paying. And the one for 1,000.
Uh huh.
Okay, there's just $300.
The $300 one is the essential. So a lot of people start with, it's just Google, Bing, and the local SEO content creation. But what I was thinking I could do, since you guys mentioned a website, I mean, if you want to do something like our Platinum Package Bundle, I can reduce the monthly cost down to just the $299 pricing structure. And then if you want to come on board today, I can put in a request to reduce the setup fee down to just $99. So you'll get that Platinum package. It's normally $8.98 the first month and $5.99 monthly. But for you guys today, it'd be $3.98 out the door and then $2.99
monthly. $2.99
monthly. Yeah. Yeah, it's huge. That's a 50% price reduction. So that's half of what it normally costs.
But we can opt out whenever we want.
Correct. Yeah, it's a month-to-month service.
Yeah.
So it says 2 month contract in the fine print, but it's month-to-month, and then if you guys are ever unhappy, you can discontinue it. I don't think you'll be unhappy, but just to full disclosure.
Right, and yeah, we wouldn't have to have a website, but we can always add that if we want to.
Well, yeah, I mean, in this Platinum package, the website's included. We see where it says optimized landing page. So that's why I upgraded you. Because normally the essential is $2.99 per month with a $2.99 setup fee. So I'm even giving you a better deal than if you were to just pick the essential. But then I'm also going to include the site for you guys. You'll also have Facebook advertising in this one. And there's a popular directory submission. If you guys opt into that, it's, you know, you're going to get Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. I mean, Tara thinks this one would be the best for you guys because it kind of covers all your bases. It even covers Bing, too. So it should lower your overhead and then also kind of turn us into like your one-stop shop for everything online. And then if you're going to leave Angie's, you know, I know you won't lose any sleep over it knowing that, you know, we have everything online being monitored by Google-certified professionals, you know, at about $10 a day.
Yeah, that's what we
want. Just simplify it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we just wanted to have it on the internet, you know, so that like when they search up landscapers in that area, they're gonna find it. But it has SEOs in it, right?
Do all the SEO content creation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold on, please, honey. You want to say anything? Mm-hmm. What's your name, my dear?
My name's Jonathan, but I go by John. I'm the director here.
Yes. Okay, Jonathan, hold on, please. Yes. I'm asking my husband what you think. Yeah. So any better deal for us? Because this is new we paid money to Angie, and then we're not getting the leads we want. Suppose the same thing happens with us here.
Yeah, well, I don't think that'll happen here, but I understand you guys thinking worst case scenario. So the offer that I'm making you, if you could show him, you know, that's the best I could do without cutting any corners. My goal really is to turn this into like your one-stop shop. And my logic in doing that is I put you guys on a package that's normally $5.99 monthly for $2.99. So I've already cut that price in half. And then we usually charge $2.99 to set up your website, to do the client interview, name, address, and phone number cleanups, your Google verification. I got that down to just a one-time payment of $99. So I'm saving you guys effectively about $500 off the initial investment on what it would take to get your business fully up and running online, on all platforms, not just Google. And then every month moving forward, you're saving $300 compared to what your competitors would pay. So I should be putting us in position to work together long-term if I'm leveling the playing field between you and them. You know, if they're able to offset it at $5.99, I don't see, you know, why we wouldn't be able to work together long-term at $2.99.
And are we going to be on the first page on Google?
Correct. Yeah, that's our main product. We're a Google partner. We're right next to Google here in Southern California. We're in Orange County. So we don't even call out unless we have a listing available within our company for Google Places. Those are the guys that show up next to the map there on the first page.
Once we're on the first page. Only if we're on the first page, then we will go ahead with it.
No, it doesn't work like that. We have to actually secure the listing and then send out your Google PIN verification. We start working on everything right away. Build your website.
No,
your website
know,
will be up and running.
I know. Yes, but what I am saying, only if we'll appear on the first page, then we will, you know, we will be interested.
I'm so confused.
No.
On what you're asking.
Okay, let's just, are you there?
Yeah, no, I'm listening. I'm just having a hard time understanding what you're saying.
Okay. The person who called me just now, the lady who called me, she said will appear on, once we are with you all, we will appear on the first page of Google.
Correct. For your
so
services.
That is what
so if somebody just types in, like, they don't have to type in your business name. If they just type in lawn care or landscaping, any of the services you guys provide. Yep. Or if you type in commercial landscaping.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial.
Yeah.
And yes, or we do both commercial and residential.
Right. We list you for 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. So you guys will be able to actually select what you're being found for during your client interview. So that's actually an interview. You sit down with one of our client interview representatives, and they walk you through it. There's a system called Google Analytics. It allows us to see what people are searching the most in your guys' area. So we don't have to, like, guess on what services or what keywords we need to list you for in order to get you guys the most traffic. We have data that goes back, like, 10 years in this area. So they can actually pull from those statistics and make recommendations to you, and then you have final say on everything. And then there's also a tracking system and account dashboard that I got. It's part of that platinum package there. It comes in the form of a downloadable app, and you guys can actually see the success of the campaign. So not only will you be able to just Google yourself, you can also Bing yourself, see yourself in Facebook advertising, and then, of course, you can go into that tracking system, and you can see all the results from it. So you'll be able to see how many calls you're getting, like what keywords or services the people are typing in, what zip codes those searches came from. You'll have full transparency month in and month out on, you know, what we're bringing to the table for your business.
Excellent.
You won't have to guess, like, hey, you know, what did I make off
this?
You know, it'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we want to give an area from Port St. Lucie to Jupiter, Port St. Lucie, Palm City, Stuart, Hope Sound, and Jupiter. And as you're correctly saying, we need guidance, which will be the keywords, you know, in the landscaping business to get us more customers that, you know, will attract people to come to our site.
And the thing about our services, they're all month to month, Geeta. So, you know, obviously we get in there and we want to make sure that it's working for you guys. You know, we're not going to get paid unless you're getting paid. So it's really important to us that our clients are successful, because that's going to dictate our success as well.
Well, this is what we want, you know, because we want to grow our business. And how do we grow
is
by
this
advertising.
This is a starting point.
And yes. And not only advertising, as you said, it is what are the keywords that will
exactly.
be used.
Mm-hmm.
That is the secret to it.
Mm-hmm.
What people will be searching for. What is that, Anju?
The SEO.
What is SEO?
Yeah.
It's what
search engine
for.
Optimization. She's right. It's search engine optimization. So a lot of people don't understand, like, there's one thing, you could just put your business on Google, which right now you guys don't have, right? But you can create a Google business mm-hmm. profile and things like that. But you have to do search engine optimization in order to show up on the search engine for the services that you guys provide. So that's the next level, right? It's one thing just to exist and have people write your reviews and go on there, but they're only going to see that if they go and type in your business name, right? But search engine optimization that we're doing is what's going to make you guys show up for the services you provide, because most people in the general public between, you know, Port St. Lucie and Jupiter, they're not looking up your business name. They don't know you guys, right? They're
that's
just looking
correct.
Up lawn
yes.
care or tree services,
that's
right?
That's right. Yes, yes.
Right. So that's the huge benefit to this, is that we have the ability to have you on the first page for those services and do the SEO. It's called a Google Places
good.
Placement. Mm-hmm.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and pertaining to the website, right, are we going to uh-huh. have to build it? Can you guys build it for us?
Yeah, we build it, but obviously we want your input, right? There's a client
of
interview
course.
Where we get your guys' input
yes.
on, like, keywords, the service area. I'm already taking notes, too, like, on the service area she's talking about covering. It's only about a 30 to 40-mile radius, so shouldn't be hard. But, yeah,
okay.
we customize it based on how you guys want it to look. We have graphic designers in-house, and then we have 24/7 customer service and hosting for the site. So anytime you guys want to make a change to the site or add something, it's just a phone call, and then they go in there and they fix
right.
it for you or do it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, John.
Uh-huh.
What we have on Angie right now, that could be the base to use for the website.
And
yeah, but we still want to verify. That's why we do the client interview. Like, I got a good idea
yeah,
on what's
what
on here.
Yes, but what I am mm-hmm. saying, that is just a base, you know, to start with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have your logo and I have some photos in there. You know, we would still want you guys to send these in, though. Like, even though it's on there, I can't just copy it off of there. We want, like, proof
know,
that you
yes.
guys gave us permission, yeah, to use
of
it.
Of course.
Right, yeah, but the photos, right? Some of those photos aren't ours. So when we get verified with Google, right, do we have to have
yeah.
our own photos?
Yeah, so the Google verification is a different type of photos. I could actually show you the list. But Google verification photos are different than, like, the photos that we need for your site and stuff.
Okay.
So you could send those in to use on, like, your website and your Google business profile. But to get, like, a Google verification, they ask you for, like, pictures of tools, like a work vehicle, business license and insurance if you guys have it, you know, like a
yes,
business card if you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
it's those kind of things just to make sure your company's legit.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, what was that?
We have all those things. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
And
no, I know.
Okay.
They don't just throw anybody on this qualified candidates list that we're calling you from. They've done a lot of research on you already just to qualify for the placement, but yeah, we still need you to send them
okay.
in.
Yeah. Yeah. And
we also have the license from mm-hmm. the Martin County.
Perfect. Yeah, no, that's perfect.
The business license, yes.
Yeah. And what domain are they going to use to build the website?
Yeah, so if you guys have one, we could use it. If you don't, we'll purchase one based on what's available. So we try to get as close to your business name as possible. If the business name isn't available, then they might add, like, Florida to the end of it, you know, or, like, FL, not Florida,
right.
you know. But we got to find – and then, obviously, if you have a really common name, we can go all the way to .net. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Right, but what domain are you going to use? Like, what platform are you going to use to build it on?
Oh, well, they're my sites. So I sent an example to this phone number. If you go into the text,
okay.
It'll say use our conversion-driven my site.
Okay.
Yep, so those are my sites. Those are Google's websites, but these are fully customizable. Sorry her name is spelled like that. I just realized it. That's how my rep transferred it over to me with the lowercase g and capitalize everything else. But if you click on that, you'll see a couple of demos. The good thing about these my sites, I mean, the platform you're looking at right now is super simple, right? But you can get really complex with these. You can fully customize them. And then they have a responsive design. About 85% of the searches or phone calls that you guys are going to be getting are going to start as a search on a mobile device like an iPhone, Android, or tablet. So these ones are designed to automatically shape to fit the device. And it okay. has less than 3 second loading speed. So that way you shouldn't have any problem with the mobile platform.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. So this, yeah. this looks good. And we can always like, build it up more.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of our clients, they continue to build on it. Like you get new jobs, new photos, things like that. You send in, maybe you want to change this, the area you're covering, hours, add payment methods.
Okay.
I mean, you could do anything with it. So. They usually change as they go. We start out with one thing, and then by 6 months, you guys have something completely different up there.
Okay, okay. Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
So, John, what's the next step? What do you have to say?
Oh, wait, one more thing. Do you have examples of other clients that you've helped, and we can search it up on Google and see?
Yeah, of course. Give me one second.
It comes up. So.
I want better.
How successful that they are in a short time.
Yeah.
You could
give
send
me one
some
reviews. Yeah, that's actually what I was doing right now. I just looked up my company. Like I just typed in Local Splash Reviews and send it over. So that way you guys can see who you're talking with. It'll make your decision a lot easier. Yeah, because there's like on our Google reviews, there's 833 with a 4.2. And then there's BirdEye, which is also a review platform from our customers. It's 4.9 with 714 reviews. And then there's also featured customers in there. If you scroll down a little bit on the right side with our Google Business page, there's 1,251 reviews with a 4.8 out of 5-star rating. So we've been in business since 2004. So we're not a new company by any means. We're, yeah.
You mean 19 years now.
You are Jonathan, right?
Yeah, I'm Jonathan. That's right.
Well, how I know exactly quickly is 19 years. Anjana,
yeah.
She was born in 2004.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You're doing good. I got two little ones. I hope they're that articulate because my boys are kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, she just started university too, so you know.
Yeah, she's smart. Okay. I can tell.
Okay, great. Yes.
But she's a tech person. I am from the dinosaur age, so this is why she's around to help with that, you know.
Yeah, I understand that too. I mean, like I said, I got my son too. He uses a tablet already.
Yeah, but the thing is, John, the thing is, look, even with Angie, they're telling us turn on leads, turn off leads, whatever. Then we said we only wanted commercial. We didn't get a single one from Friday to now, to today.
Yeah. You know, here's something that I want to show you guys that'll make your decision really easy. If you just type in like lawn care and Stewart, for example, this will be like one of the main keywords. And then if you'll see the Google Places guys and like the top recommended guys here next to the map where we're talking about listing you now.
Yeah.
But if you go down, you'll be able to see Angie's and Home Advisor on the first page. They pay Google. To do this type of SEO all over the United States. So all they're doing is reselling you leads from their own SEO efforts.
Right, yeah.
But they sell the lead to two or three of you, and they charge you the lead fees even when you don't get them. So it's a lot better just to market yourself independently. Let people call you directly.
It was so confusing,
right?
I will never go back with them again.
Oh, and I'm seeing here when I search it up, it says Google guaranteed with the green check mark, right? So, and then it's saying True Green Lawn Care Natural Designs. So those ones have the SEOs in them.
Well, no, these guys are doing a different program. This is called Google Guarantee. That's something that we could upgrade you guys to later. It's a little pricey, but it is a pay-per-lead service. And these leads are exclusive. So they're handed off to you with the customer live on the line, but you pay for each individual lead as it comes through. So lead fees can range anywhere from...
But we know True Green.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty big. We can grow you guys to that point. But you want to start with a Google Places.
Jonathan. Yes, mm-hmm. Jonathan. Mm-hmm. I want you all to help us grow. We want to grow. Okay.
Yes. And this is where you guys will grow to. Yeah, we'll get you there. It's a step-by-step thing. Maybe like 2 or 3 months down the line, I would probably recommend doing Google Guarantee. We kind of want to evaluate you guys, make sure the reviews are coming back good and everything. And then obviously we can offer you that because Google is telling those people, like the people who click on like TrueGreen, for example, and they have that Google Guarantee, we're telling them that we're going to back the job for $2,000 worth of insurance. So they don't usually put you up there unless you pass the background screening, and we know that you're probably never going to have to use that $2,000 insurance. You know? So we want a trusted contractor, but, you know, we'll get you guys there, right? Obviously, the first thing is we got to establish your Google listing. You guys don't even have your Google listing yet. You know, we got to start getting your reviews going, start getting a consistent flow of clients. Yeah. It's still the peak time of the year, so it should get everything up and running pretty quickly, and then you know, obviously a couple months down the line, we can advance you guys into Google Guarantee or even Google Ads to move yourself up there.
On the floor.
Right. Yes. So that's what I was trying to tell your husband. I was like, this is our starting point. I want to get you guys as many products and features as I can with that platinum package, but for the lowest price, right? And then I reduce the setup fee to the one-time payment of $99, get your foot in the door, keep the overhead low, get rid of Home Advisor, you know what I mean? Start making some money, and then obviously – down the line, we have things that we can advance you guys into and grow the business even further. Yes.
Well, we have many, many bills to pay, so we need to get some
business. Yeah, this will definitely help. But being in front of your customers is a huge benefit.
Yes, but Jonathan, what we really need help with, we really want to know how to get the HOA, how to get the business you know, the businesses for business.
Yeah, and that comes with credibility, right? Any of these guys for HOA, they have people, they contract with you guys. And if I'm going to contract with you guys for thousands of dollars, I want to be able to see your website. I want to be able to see reviews. I want to, you know, not just what you tell me, hey, you know, we can do it, we're good, trust us, you know. But I want to be able to see it. I want to see a track record. I don't want to always be like the very first guy working with you guys and taking a gamble on it, right? So these will add all those credibility factors. Having your Google verification, they know your license, right? Those are all huge credibility factors that they don't have right now, right? Everything that you guys are doing right now is just going through Home Advisor, and that's residential stuff. That's why it's called Home Advisor, not Business Advisor. So, no, we'll get you there, and we'll target those commercial keywords. We'll make sure your campaign's set up for you guys to take on commercial clients just like TrueGreen is, right? And then once we have you in a Google Guaranteed campaign.
It's in the blue bag. It's on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Yes, not you, Derry.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was like, huh? No, but once we have you going into like that Google Guaranteed campaign, then it's even easier because we're like pre-screening those HOA people and talking with them first, seeing what they're looking for, kind of getting an idea of the contract, and then we're calling you with them on the line. So it makes it a lot easier to seal the deal.
Oh, you all will be there too to help?
Yeah, for the Google Guaranteed campaign. For this one, the Google Places, the guys next to the map here, we just let the customers call you directly. So you guys will get live calls from people off of this, some commercial, some residential. But like for the Google Guaranteed campaigns, we actually pre-screen the leads with the customer on the line, make sure they're qualified, and then we call you with them on the line and like introduce you guys, and then you guys take it from there.
But what I want to tell you, we were doing okay. Well, we bought this business that was in existence for over 25 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the person who we bought the business from in Stuart, the lady is very extremely unscrupulous. So she went to, you know, you have the non-competing, but two things. She sent other people to underbid us, and we lost some clients. Secondly, I cannot believe people are like this. They also made a mistake. One client made a mistake and sent a check for $4,300 to her address because we bought over the name and everything of the business. And the lady went and cashed the check.
Jesus. That's illegal.
So I cannot believe, so now I have to spend money, which I don't have, to go to get a lawyer to do all this madness, to handle that. So this is why I want to get some quick business, you know, because we lost $17,000 from this
Jesus.
Month. I swear to
I'm
not lying.
I know, it's giving me goosebumps. But I also want to be really transparent with you, Geeta. This isn't just like a quick flip of the switch. You guys are going to start getting phone calls tomorrow. Like, we have to client interview you. We have to build your website. We have to Google PIN verify you. This is something
where
you started today. You're probably not going to see results until 2-3 weeks into it, realistically.
Yes.
So it's an investment. But month two is going to be more profitable than month one, because once we have it up and running, we don't have to go through that setup process again. It's just a matter of maintaining it and, you know, being responsive. So this is more a long-term solution for your marketing. Even though we offer it month to month, you know, your website, all these things are things that you should have for years. You know, True Green, for example, they've been in business for 54 years. They've had an account with Google since 2000. Google was established in 1996. You get what I'm saying? Like, this is something that you want to just continue to have, continue to put reviews on as a long-term solution, even though it's a month-to-month service. Yeah. But so don't expect a quick turnaround. I don't want you to sign up with it expecting, hey, you know, next week things are going crazy. But I could tell you, like, a month from now, you'll have a dramatically different business than you have right now, because every time somebody looks for the services you provide, they'll be able to see you guys, contact you guys, have your reviews, have your website. You know, those are all huge factors in the profitability of a company in 2023.
Right. And what I would really appreciate is if you can help us grow in the direction of how we advertise and our keywords and our description of the business and things like that, you know?
Yeah, we walk you through it. Like I said, it's a month-to-month service, so we understand, like, everybody that's been with us for years, we're working with them 1 month at a time. So, and the only way we're going to get paid
change,
is if it's working.
Yes, and if we can change, you know, if we can change things.
Yeah, you have full access to it. So the good thing of your daughter being 19, we have an app that you guys can download where you could oversee everything. And you guys have full access to everything. But obviously we have 24/7 customer service too. So if you ever go in there and you notice, like, hey, it looks like more people search for this keyword than this keyword last month, let's switch them. You can just call in and we'll swap them out for you guys. It's very easy.
Right.
Yep. And then you can monitor all the success of it. It saves the phone calls. It even has recordings of the calls. If you guys are missing phone calls, there's still a pipeline in there so you can go and call them back. That way you guys aren't missing opportunities. It'll also help you differentiate what's like a personal call versus what you know is like a lead off the first page. So that's an added tool that's just going to make your guys life a lot easier to have it all under one roof, and then just being able to log into that app and monitor everything too.
Right, because we are offering affordable and professional services. But what do you think? Should we put professional and affordable first? Which one do you think should come first? Affordable?
Well, I mean, a lot of the credibility is going to come from the having you guys up there and having your reviews up there. We want to pitch quality than quantity.
Yes, but I'm just asking you. I'm just asking your opinion. What should
I hate the word affordable. If you're asking me, like, personally, I don't even like the word affordable, because that's a different definition for everybody. For some people, $2 is affordable. For some people, you know, $2,000 is affordable, right? That's a different definition for everyone. I don't even really like using that word, and I don't want my clients focusing on giving people the cheapest rate. What I want them to focus on is giving people the best service, right? And usually people are...
That is what is the service I want to emphasize on. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah,
because
that's the difference.
Yes, because I do not want to go and undercut people and do something for a penny, and I'm not even making a cent from it.
Exactly. And we don't want you getting those kind of clients either, because that's not what's going to make the business profitable. We need the business profitable.
Right.
So
I don't
we
want
you to
clients.
Hold your price. Yeah. So what happens a lot of times with these guys, like ProGreen and Coleman, for example, they don't necessarily have the lowest price. But if somebody calls them and goes, hey, that's too high, and they don't go with them, so what? You know, I'm gonna get another call here. We're top recommended for the area. So, you know, this is the price. If you want my work, that's the price. If not, then go find a cheap guy that's going to do it the poor way, right? So,
yes, exactly. Yeah. That is how we operate also, because you have to run your business to make a profit.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to hold your value. If you keep dropping price on every single person, I mean, I get here and there, you might run into some old lady you want to help out or something like that, you know. I get that, but majority of your clients, you know what I mean? Majority.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, you have to make money.
That is it,
so.
That is what you're in business for.
Yeah, so if this is something you guys want to give a shot, you'd only have to commit for a month. It'd be $398 today. I can create your account, and I could schedule the client interview for, like, later today or tomorrow, depending on your schedule. We'll get started working
tomorrow
on everything
will be
right
better
now.
For me, yes. Okay.
Okay.
So let
do
me
you
want to
give it a shot?
Family. Yes.
Okay.
Let me ask my family. And you, what do you think? Honey? Give it a shot. I hope John could bring us some clients.
We will, 100%. Like I said, we've been doing this for years. I can't tell you how many people I work with currently that, you know, I've been working with them for 8 or 9 years. And they started out with just an idea, no website, no nothing, and now they're fully successful businesses. So I'm going
to
create your account.
You know what
on
I want to do, too? What I want to do to John, I'm just deviating a little.
Okay.
Tell me, I do not know if it will be lucrative. I used to own a store before. I used to do import-export too. But I have this vision still. I wanted to import, like, pretty handbags, and I want to import, like, nice sundresses, and I also want to import, like, nice Portuguese or Mexican plant pots.
Wow.
So do you think those things will sell online or?
I got to be honest, I mean, it sounds to me like you've done some international traveling, but the biggest thing that's really tough when you're importing from other countries is the plants. We don't want to there's a lot of laws against, like, biodiversity in our ecosystem, and we want to keep the things that are native here, native.
No, plant pots, not plants, plant pots.
Oh, plant pots. Okay, yeah. Sorry, I thought you said plants. I was like, oh, I think there's, like, a big problem with that.
No.
I mean, they have e-commerce businesses that do that where you could buy them online. It's called e-commerce. It's like a fully online, like, Shopify. You create this website where people can, like, shop on it, and then you can market it. That would be something that would probably be better marketed on, like, social media. This company is in a service-based industry, so it does best on Google. That one is more like you gotta market it to, like, friends and family. It's not something that usually gets marketed on a mass scale. A lot of times when people want plant pots and stuff like that, they go to Home Depot and just get it, you know?
Yes, but no, they do not have the variety or whatever. I'm talking about a different
variety.
Maybe I should even have a shop. Maybe I'll have a shop or something.
Yeah, it's very unique. Yeah, you can build a shop or something. Like, I think that would be better for, like, a brick-and-mortar situation.
Brick-and-mortar,
you know,
yes.
Yeah, with what we're doing here, this is a service-based industry. Yeah, so this is totally different type of marketing.
I just wanted to get your ideas.
Yeah, I don't really have too much input on that one. I don't work with a lot of people who sell pots. You know, most of the time they're selling a service or providing a service, not actually, like, selling an individual product, you know?
So Google is good for services.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a plumber, a landscaper, a HVAC guy, If you're doing roofs, like you're a roofing contractor or a general contractor, those are all things that are going to be essential to market on Google because, you know, they're looking for somebody to provide a service. If you're selling things like a supply, you know, pots, you know, going to go to Amazon, eBay, you know, or they'll, you know, they'll just go to like, you know, a local store or something like that and try to pick that up in person. It's not something where they have you come to their property and actually do something for them, you know, so it's different.
Okay. So,
we'll let's create your Google.
Let's hope this brings success to us, you know.
It will, 100%. Have no doubt. I mean, everybody uses Google. You probably unconsciously use Google a couple times today. So it's.
I used Google today to find out when is Diwali, 2023.
Yeah, so it's not any different for your customers. You know, they're going on Google. They're looking for what you do. We just got to make sure you guys are here, you know. So.
And you know what? Yes, that's right. So for the HOAs too, they will go on Google and they will. Like, you know, for lawn and landscaping, commercial, you know.
100%. They want credibility. All those guys want is credibility. Because if they're going to give you a contract, they're going to tie themselves to you for a year or longer. They just want to make sure you have good reviews, you know, your license. And we're verifying all that stuff. So they'll be able to see those things and see you as top recommended. By the time they call you, you know, it's a legitimate opportunity. You should be ready to go.
We are licensed and insured also.
I know. I'm going to get all that stuff from you. So I'm going to create the account secure it, and then I'm going to send you everything in writing, and I'll send you the list of the photos and things that we need, okay? So let me create this first. How do I spell your first name, Geeta?
G-E-E-T-A.
Okay, perfect. And your last name?
Maraj. M-A-R-A-J.
Okay.
So I want you to repeat it for me, please.
Yeah. So G-E-E-T-A. And then the last name is M-A-R-A-J.
J as in John, yes.
Yep, I got it. And then your business email address?
expertservicelandscaping@gmail.com. Can we get a domain name email, Anjana was saying?
Yeah, actually, we can. You're saying you want to have, like, expertservicelandscaping.com? I can't hear her. Just tell her to come over to the phone. Come here. Get over here.
Yes, dear. But,
what are you asking?
I get so confused with the names, if I tell you.
It's okay. I think she's asking about the domain, which is like the website, like the www.expertservicelawnandlandscaping.com.
What is it? What I'm saying is like for the email, you know, like when they have this custom domain email. So it will be like,
info@expertservicelandscaping.com instead of @gmail.com.
Yeah,
that's part of the Google Suite services. That's free. Yeah, we could do that for you. Could have it tie in. So, like, once we get your domain, we can make it so that your emails say, like, Geeta@expertservicelawnandlandscaping.com.
I don't want my name. I don't want any our name.
It's just an example. I'm just saying. You guys can have it be as you want. It could be info@. She's just asking about a custom email. Geeta. So, yeah, we can do that. We can get you guys custom emails that'll match up with your site. It happens through Gmail. You can also do that now, though. Like, you can go into this expertservicelandscaping@gmail.com, and you could actually change it to a business email address, and then they'll let you go ahead and put your business name in there or info@ or adjust the name to however you like.
Oh, so we can change it then.
It's a free service, and then you could, it's a part of G Suite, it's called, and then you can actually put up to like 26 employees under one email, so you could have like, you know, Mirage@expertservicelandscaping.com, Geeta@expertservicelandscaping.com, you can put it whatever you like on there, you can put info@, and then you'll have like different inboxes for each individual one.
Okay.
Yeah, we can show you how to do it too. If you're the one that's going to be doing it for your parents, then like, you know, we have a client interview we'll schedule this afternoon or tomorrow. Obviously, I would like for you to attend that just to make sure you know, they're not missing anything.
I don't know anything.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I just want to make sure if it's family owned and operated, everybody's on the same page. It sounds like she has a lot of good input on this. She sounds like she's a little more tech savvy, so that'd be good to kind of have her involved. Yeah.
Yes. She is the one that created the flyer and the business card and set up things also for us, you know?
Yeah, and those are things we're going to want you guys to send in, too. I feel like she's 19. Like, we send over this, like, list. It's like a form. It's a digital form, and it has, like, little tabs in it to send in photos. I think we're going to need your help for that one, for your parents.
Yes.
So it's really simple, though. You just click on the link, and then you send the photos in. It'll tell you, like, send this photo here. You just click the link. You could take the picture or take it from, like, your guys' folder on the phone. I don't know if your parents will be able to do that, but if she can hear me.
she does all those things. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, 19, I mean, she's familiar with Instagram and probably posts. She could probably edit videos and stuff. Like, she's probably expert for this stuff. So in the beginning, we'll use her help a lot just to get it all set up for you guys. And then once it's up and running, it's a lot easier to manage. You just got to answer the calls and get good reviews on the job.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'll send all that stuff over now, and then I'll also schedule the client interview. But this address that we have for you guys, this 3340 Southeast Federal Highway, box 282, is that still accurate?
No. Do not put the word box.
Okay.
Just
the number
282? The number sign, yes, because I told them about that also. It's not box. It's 282.
Okay. And it's Stuart, Florida, 34997?
Yeah, if that is the postal code there. Because we have a different address, too, but we decided to use that address because we live in Loxahatchee.
Oh, it's a P.O. box.
No, do not put P.O. Do not put P.O.
No, I'm saying this is a P.O. box, though, right?
Yeah. No, P.O. box is really from the post office, they said.
Yeah.
But where we have this shipping, this address, and I'm doing this too because I don't want people to know where we live because Angie had asked us about our address and I had forgotten and given my house address. But I want to give that business. Yes, because the lady who defrauded us, I don't want her to know really where we're living and all of that.
Right. Okay. So yeah, we could send it there. I could also hide this address even though too. We could hide all addresses online. So it'll just have like Stuart, Florida 34997 on the listing.
Yes, they could do that.
Okay. I got you.
But they said to me when we are given the address, we must give it as put the number sign in a new line. The number sign 282.
Oh, yeah, I got it. It's hooked up to Google on the back end when I'm inputting your Google business profile right now. So when I started typing it in, it pulls up all the addresses. It had it in there already. You're good.
Right.
I got it. Yeah, no, I got it.
Right.
And then I'm going to hide
because
it, though, just so you know.
Because they said they are not a post office. P.O. box means post office box. So
I was going to tell you, if it comes back as a P.O. box, I wouldn't be able to send your Google PIN verification letter. That's what I was going to tell you, but it came back as a regular address. So we'll send it over there. You're going to get a postcard there. It says Google on it, and it has a little five-digit number on the back of it. Usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get that in the mail, but we need that from you. I need that little five-digit number on the back of it when it comes in.
Right.
Okay, so try to look out for that.
Awesome.
And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Just like in Angie, what Anjana had.
Okay,
just
8 to 6, Monday through Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, so if you want to tell your daughter, I was just saying there's a postcard coming in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It says Google on it, big colorful letters. Yeah, there's a five-digit number on it, though. Like, I need that number. So I'm going to text you. my direct number, and then we also have a 24/7 customer service at the same number. You could call in or text it to us, whichever is easiest for you guys, but just make sure you send that in.
Yes, Here what I want you to do, because I get confused with a lot of these things. Here what I want you to do for me, please.
Okay.
You will text me, right, John, right. So
yeah, I got you.
Your number, so I have it separate. Very nice, yes.
Yep, yeah, that's it right there.
Where are you located? Where are you located, John?
We're in Fountain Valley, California.
Oh, I have to visit there. You should tell me before I get, or when I do well, I will come to visit you.
Yeah, the Google headquarters is over here. So you'll be able to see the actual Google building. It's right across the street from us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so
you ever seen Google?
You could go in there now and tell them, well, you know what? I am putting this company right now on the first page.
Yeah, I've done it many a time.
You must have
it. We do this all over the country, actually. So our company's really big. We've been around since 2004, but for a lot of the times we get local clients too, and they come in all the time.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. I've actually had people come sign up like in the office too. It's just, you guys happen to be in Florida. So a lot of times, because we do this all over the country, the only way to really do it is over the phone.
Good.
All right. So I
really am putting my trust in you, so that we can grow our business.
You're going to love it. There's a guy who just wrote a review on me. Like, I started working with him 3 months ago, and he's a deck builder. He made $80,000 in 3 months and just off of four decks.
$80,000.
Yeah. Each deck he builds is about $20,000 because they're like 30 by 30 decks that people build for their homes. But yeah, he made like $80,000 in the first 3 months of using us. And he says in his review, he's like, I was really skeptical in the beginning because I used other services, but these guys, we go above and beyond. I think the real trick for us is we do it month to month, you know? So we know if we want to make money, you guys got to make money. So it's important to us, every single person, rather than, hey, we just sign you up and good luck, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So. It's a different strategy that we take, but that's how you end up working.
And I think, as you said with Angie, that is more like residential, but we want to do commercial.
Right. Yeah, so the commercial contracts are something I'm going to put a point of emphasis on. This client interview tomorrow is going to be really important. Like, I'm taking notes on everything from this conversation, but that's really where they set it in stone, right? So... I'm going to schedule that appointment. What's a good time for you tomorrow? Or even later today? I could do 4 to 5 today if you guys want.
No, not today.
Okay.
We have,
you said 5 tomorrow?
5 tomorrow, call us.
Okay.
But
I'm going to send you
5 o'clock our time, okay?
Yeah, Eastern Standard. I gotcha. It's 2 to 3 over here. It will be 5 to 6 your time. I'm sending you the invitation right now to your email. And then I'm also going to text you 1 hour before to remind you, okay?
That's nice.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha. And we'll call you up to 3 times. If you don't answer, then they'll send you a message like, hey, we're going to reschedule it for tomorrow. But they'll keep calling you until we get it done. So.
Good.
If I got to blow you up, I will. I will make it so you can't answer anybody else but me, you know? All right.
Yes, we would.
All right. Perfect.
We are usually committed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it'll be a problem, but I'm playing with you, you know? We got to make sure we get it done, because this is probably the most important part when you're first starting out, is we want to make sure that the website looks how you want it to look. We're listing you for those HOA and commercial job opportunities, so we got to list you for the right keywords. And then, of course, the service area is important too. I don't want to send you anywhere. Maybe your husband doesn't want to go past Jupiter or Point St. Lucie. You know, we want to make sure we got that area nailed down. So,
yes, we want Jupiter. I want see all the people who are searching in those areas. Jupiter.
Yeah, it's geo-targeted.
Jupiter.
So, I got it, Gita. I got it. I took notes, but like I said, in the client interview tomorrow at 5, they're going to go over it again. So don't stress out, right? Right now, I just want to focus on securing the listing. Huh?
Yeah, John, I just got something from Jazz Hill. Is that you?
Yes. So it's, my full name is Jazwan John, and then last name is Hill. So you might see some stuff with Jazwan and the other stuff with John. It's actually Jazwan Jonathan, but I go by my middle name often because most people don't understand Jazwan. They think it's, they're like, where are you from? They always ask me all the time.
Yeah. So John, should I click I know the sender?
Yeah, you want to accept that appointment. That lets us know that you guys are going to be there. So you click yes, and then it's going to ask you if you're going, and you click yes that you're going. And there's another person invited. We'll say client interviews. So that's our company as well,
client,
the client interviews.
Mm-hmm. Alert. What is all that? So done. So what to do? Reply to it? Just reply to it?
Yeah, you could just put going. Yeah, you could just put yes. There's like a little button that'll say yes, no, maybe, if you're going.
Yes.
But either way, we'll call you even if you don't accept it, but it just makes it easier for us if we know you've accepted it.
Hmm. I'm just sending it back. I don't know how to do that. Yes.
Okay.
And
no, I got it. It says that you've accepted it. I got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is client interviews, actually. Okay.
Which one is this in?
It's usually just a yes button you got to click on.
Do I have to do it, or you already know?
No, we got it. Yeah, I already sent you the invitation. Like I said, whether you accept it or not, we're going to call you at that time. But we just like to send that notification, and then we text you 1 hour before, too, just to give you a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you'll get a reminder message whether you accept it or not. The more important thing is signing these subscription terms right now. I'm going to send them over to you, but we got to secure your first month's payment. So how did you want to do that?
Well, credit card.
Okay, is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay.
Well, I
and
have
the business,
it right now under my name.
Okay, and the business is going to be listed as Expert Services Lawn and Landscaping, right? You guys aren't like LLC or incorporated at all?
Yes, an LLC. Yes, LLC.
Okay. You want the
Expert
LLC displayed?
Services. Yes.
I got you.
I'm seeing
I'm
most
put it
people
on right
doing
now.
That. Most people
yeah,
doing
you,
that.
You
it
want
looks
it.
More professional.
100%. Yep. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's just a credibility thing. So it looks good.
That's it. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And is the billing
anything
address for this
anything,
card?
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
Yes, anything to make us look good.
We got to separate you from the pack, so that's what this is going to do, you know? We're going to have all the credibility factors in place. Like I said, we're going to have your daughter help to send in those photos. By the time we're done with your verification, you know, people won't have any doubts about hiring you guys. You know, they'll feel comfortable.
My God, please, we need it, Jonathan, we need it.
Yeah, it's a big X factor. I think this is the one thing that's missing for you guys is, one, people aren't finding you, but two, you don't have the online credibility. So even if they did find you, you know, it would be like, you know, so we got you.
No, but we were doing well, but because the person went and undercut us, that is the point, and we want to make that
right.
money.
Well, this is going to be a whole new book of business, right? That's an old lady who had this company before. She established a lot of those clients. Now you guys are going to establish your own clients with your own identity as your own company.
Yes,
you know? So
this
will be good.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we got you. Mm-hmm. All right. And then the billing address for this card, it's the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN, or is it different?
No. It is my house address.
Okay, I won't show this anywhere, but this is just for the billing, so I could process your payment.
Yes,
What's the billing address?
For this card, it is 17184. Then
okay.
There is a space, and you put 75th, 75th.
Okay.
Then another space, and you put north, you put N.
Okay, North.
Loxahatchee. It's a tongue twister.
Loxahatchee.
L-O-X-A-H-A-T-C-H-E-E.
One more time.
L-O-X-A-H-A-T-C-H-E-E.
Oh, wow.
Didn't it come up? Didn't the address come up?
Yeah, it came up now. I just was putting LOC at first for the name. I don't know why. I'm not familiar with that city.
That's okay.
I've, n-